Dwayne Casey joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dean. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. We really appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much. Real quick, before we get started, did you hear what Masai had to say yesterday?
No, I wasn't in there. We were in a coach's meeting, and I wasn't at the press conference when he spoke.
He said he didn't have enough money to pay for how he wanted to respond to Paul Pierce. Do you guys use that? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is the playoffs, and at this time of year, people are going to say different things from an opposing team, and that's why, I think our players are smart not to give, because again, everyone has a job to do. Your side of the ball is looking for stories, content, and let's not participate. Let's participate in the playoffs, go compete to win the playoff series and not get caught up in the word game. And that was our message to our players, and I think our guys have handled it pretty well.
They use that for motivation or no?
Oh, no. If you have to use that as motivation at this time of year, you probably accidentally got into the playoffs because, motivation is pride. Motivation is competition on the court, and that's something that, words. I know when we was playing for the championship in Dallas, everybody was talking about, well, LeBron James said this and Dwayne Wade said that, and it had no bearing on the outcome of the game.
Dwayne, is there a different feeling in the locker room heading into this year's playoffs than it was last?
Well, I think there's a understanding of what's about going into, whereas last year guys didn't know. I was trying to explain to them the intensity level that it was going to be, how focus you have to be on every possession, how you have to value every possession on defense and offense. And it's hard to tell players who's never been there before. And our starting lineup had not been there before. Only one had been there before would have been Kyle. And, Terrence Ross hadn't been in it. Jonas Valanciunas hadn't been in it. DeMar DeRozan. So our key guys hadn't participated in the playoff series. So this year is different. They've been there, done that. But, I told them, don't lose the excitement, don't lose the hunger, don't lose the edge to participate in this year's playoffs.
Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, joins us this morning ahead of the Game 1 against the Washington Wizards, which is Saturday at the Air Canada Center. What did you learn from last year? I know you won a championship in Dallas, but what did you learn from your foray as a head coach in the playoffs last year that you're going to apply to the playoffs this year?
You can't change overnight who you are and what you do. What you do in the playoffs, you adjust. You adjust to their adjustments. And, everyone gets caught up in, well, you got to make it, one thing you don't want to do is adjust yourself out of what you're doing. I know that, so it may be the way you set a screen, the angle you set a screen, running the play on the different side of the floor, understanding that you may double team on one play and not on the other. So those are the type of adjustments that you make. And, again, it's something that, you have to do each game. You may have to do it, whether it's halftime or after the first quarter. But what you don't want to do is change so many things that you become paralyzed as a team yourself. And so that's what you go into the playoffs understanding. And even as an assistant, we did it back in Seattle and Dallas. So it's one of those things that everyone gets caught. Well, what's he going to do? You want to make subtle changes, subtle adjustments, but it can be a major overhaul.
Dwayne, there's a lot of talk that you guys and the Wizards kind of struggled the second half of the season heading into the playoffs. Does that even matter this time of year?
No. I think, everyone goes through something during the season. So everybody goes through some phase of trials and tribulations of the season, whether it's injuries, team chemistry, or whatever it is. And everyone, seems to throw that out the window once the playoffs start. I think it was injury. We're trying to get everybody else back in at the same time. Amir, DeMar, Kyle, all of our key guys, get them back going on the same page. So health is very important this time of year. But whatever you went through toward the tail end of the season, you can throw that out the window, because right now everybody's going to band together, and come out ready to compete.
Everybody healthy, Dwayne?
Well, as healthy as you can be at this time of year, you know, we're as close as you can be. Amir's back. He felt good the other night. Kyle is back. He felt good the other night. So, you know, DeMar is probably playing as well as he's played, you know, since his injury with the confidence in his body. So we're back as close as you possibly could be. You know, there's always going to be nicks and bumps and soreness somewhere on your body, but we're probably as close as we've been in a while.
Not that we want to get the secrets of how you're going to coach against Washington, but you beat Washington three times this year. You're 3-0. You've played them well. What are some areas of concern? What can Washington do that you're trying to coach your guys to be prepared for?
Well, one thing that you know you always worry about with Washington is John Wall's speed. That's something that you can't really physically can prepare for. The only thing you can do is make sure you get bodies back in transition. Transition defense is huge because he's probably one of the fastest humans, and he and Russell Westbrook are probably the two fastest guys with the ball in transition. So our guards have their work cut out for him tomorrow morning. And their teammates have to get back, show bodies, show walls, to keep him from getting the basketball into the paint. That's the first thing. And rebounding is the second area. Gortat, Gooden, and, you know, Nene are all physical bangers, rebounders, so we got to do an extra special job in that area.
You worried about Paul Pierce?
But we do, yes, because he is a veteran. He's been there before. He this time of year is when his game elevates. So that's the thing too. But now at the other end, he's got to guard DeMar DeRozan. So that's very important for us to make sure we attack their weaknesses too. So you know there's plus and minuses on both sides. The key thing with us is we've got to be the hardest playing, most physical team on the court tomorrow.
Well, we know you will be. We hope you are. Best of luck as you start this run into the playoffs. You've had a great season. It all begins now. As fans and as broadcasters, real proud of the job you've done over there. And best of luck tomorrow. Coach, really appreciate you taking time to do this.
Thank you guys so much. You guys do a great job, too.